As Diane mentioned, I had the privilege of living in Mexico for the past 8 months. I went down there last August, and I basically quit my job in the U.S., and my wife quit her job, and we went to live down there with family. And my mom at the time had moved back there, and my grandpa was there, and we had a lot of family members there, so I kind of wanted to reconnect with them. And everything just got, the plug got pulled as it did for all of us in about February, March, when all of this started happening. So I've been writing about my experience there while I was there. And then when I got back to the States, I was still like marinating on all of these juices of my experiences. So I'm just going to share a few pages with you guys from that experience. The first poem, it's called A Mestizo's Mixtape. A-side. This midday reposado has me torn and twisted, and listening to mariachis and tlaquepaque is the death I'm asking for. Siempre hay picante aquí, my tío says after my question. It took me a while to stop asking and start taking. At first, it jarred against my bones. I am no chupacabra, but I've learned every man is capable of eating, even without appetite. Maybe I'm more obsessed with swallowing lies that scrape the floor of our imaginations. Example, I visited the birthplace of Mexican independence in Dolores Hidalgo. I ate a plate of overpriced arrachera in the plaza. A man in a wheelchair asked for money. His eyes felt empty. His palms held nothing. After, I visited the jail cell where historians declare Mexico's birth. I don't mean to imply we are still barred from each other, but sometimes these mountains make it difficult to look back. B-side. I'm sitting in a courtyard with Acapulco chairs, flamingo pink, lime greens, avoiding April taxes. I haven't filed for myself in Mexico yet. Back in the States, I know they'll ask for more than my mother's peace. What's the cost of leaving a country to return to your abuelo's arms? I've walked through minefields while somersaulting in boots, balancing a crown that isn't worth much, but weighs more than my California household. Income isn't always incoming for everyone here. Circles don't become trapezoids overnight. They require different angles to be muscled from the promise of each day's arrival. But who cares about simple geometry when nothing shapes up? My barber at Doberman's tells me about his mother as he fades me out. She's a professional at cleaning up after the dreams of European visitors at a hotel in Colonia Reforma. My fear? Being kidnapped and beheaded for the syllables inside my wallet. It's sensationalist, I know. But what's a peso to a dollar if they take away my hands? Seaside. I dig through remixed crates of myself, wax pressed into the grooves of forever. Then I spin that shit for play like the B-side Brujas on East 14th. All night, like my abuela when she would smoke and hit local clubs on San Pablo to find a Mexican man with nice eyes. They come here for work, but we work them for us. It's hard not to romanticize the struggle of certain angles beneath disco lights, between cheap liquor, behind mustaches and Camaros parked in front of the house. Our roof is shingled but falling apart. There are parts of my neighborhood that aren't up to code. We have a shed in the back where Bernardo used to sleep and dreams of sunflowers scented in lawnmowers' gasoline. Don't forget, there are more than two sides to every story, just like there are more than two stories inside every mouth. I'm gonna read at least one more. If I have time, I'll do a second one after that. But this next one, it's called Portrait of a Mexican landscape with blue sky, pink chapel, and mountains on a soft cloud horizon. I know this could be mistaken for another heaven, where outside the nopales gather like thorny prayers to hold the silent weight of it all. But this isn't. I'm on my way back to Jalisco after mezcaleando in Zacatecas, and I'm certain I've never felt this warmth riding through the harsh February desert. Have never felt this safe next to nothing. Haven't held this much between my jaws with an endless song in the back of my memory. I'm returning to somewhere I've left but haven't unlearned, where there are no stoplights and the pavement suddenly becomes dirt in your rear view. This isn't meant to be exaggerated. This is literal. A house where my tia Lola makes mole while slicing onions, and teenage cousins go to schools where there aren't even enough teachers. Where we fiddle with paletas de uva and order tacos de longaniza for takeout while illegally streaming action films. In Teocal, where the old men have grown too brittle to ride their horses, so ride the slow afternoons like saddles in the plaza. Instead, watching underage moms on mopeds zipping across town. 24 hours ago, a shootout between cartels. Not a movie. In daytime, you could hear the howl of bullets wolving the air, the automatic clack-clack of everyone's fears taking hold, taking mouths. Chava told me he wasn't worried that it happens. He was at the gym, working himself. A friend asked if I was scared. I told him no, but truth is, I've prayed for mercy as a boy. Truth is, I'm still in the act of folding and bending the flesh of my beliefs. Gina, is it cool? I have one more short one, or I can end there. Yeah, all right. So this is from the same series of newer poems that I'm working on, and I hope it turns into my next collection about Mexico. This last poem is called Danza de los Huichilobos. Tonight, I didn't find my wolf. I starved my mouth until I was left in wild. Tonight, my moon is unsurfaced and rotating off axis. I admit there's privilege in dancing, the continents spreading across the surface of your chest, the tectonics in your arms and legs as they crash into space around you, the dark room, the gin, the DJ spinning oldies. I can't dance, can't bend the angles of my desire until they spill their secrets. My wolf is still out there on 19th and Broadway in Oakland, a desperate skeleton of itself. Maybe it's lost. Maybe it's dangling off the shadows of another object. Maybe it's waiting in the parking lot next to an armored elephant mural. When I left California, Mexico felt like a river in my brown hands. It felt like the rush of everything I've barely spoken. I call it a dancing hunger. Have you ever fed the bones of neglect, torn the flesh off your comforts to feed your wonders? Questions are formed from the blood of my being, and perfect answers aren't important. I've moved across turfs, across imaginary lines I've boxed around myself, while carrying uncertainty like music in a muted conversation. I imagine it's like aiming a hunter's rifle. It's hugging weight, taking shape in front of you before taking something more. Thanks, guys.